You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced that Auckland would move to step two of level three from next Tuesday at 11:59pm in principle. Waikato will also be moved to step two at 11:59pm tonight. I spoke to Dr. Diane Sikapautonu, who is an immunologist and head of the Pacific Office at the University of Otago Wellington, about the easing of these restrictions. We discuss her position on the decision and the impact on Māori and Pacific communities. Here is Diane now.
Well, Jemima, firstly, thank you so much for the opportunity to join you today and also to join your listeners. So yesterday there were quite a number of announcements that were made and with reference to your question, the government did announce restriction changes for the Auckland region and based on their in-principle decision would move the Auckland region from the Alert Level 3 Step 1 down to Alert Level 3 Step 2 a week from now. And then, of course, we heard that for the Waikato, there was a corresponding shift to the same alert level step, but that this would happen a lot sooner and would kick into place Tuesday midnight tonight. So with respect to these changes, what this means is that this will now permit retailers to open, but people will still need face coverings and customers have to stay 2 metres apart. Public facilities such as libraries and museums get to reopen with the same public health measures, and that outdoor gatherings would have a limit increased to 25 people. So look, sadly, these announcements collectively were made against the backdrop of rising COVID-19 case numbers within the community setting for us in Aotearoa New Zealand, also rising unlinked mystery cases of unknown origin, increasing numbers of hospitalisations. However, this is all happening with increasing COVID-19 vaccination rates. So what was encouraging was that it was highlighted at the press conference that approximately 75% of eligible New Zealanders aged 12 years and above have now been fully vaccinated, and that was some good news. And of course, alongside 80% of eligible New Zealanders within the Auckland region who have received the vaccine. And so it was important to note, though, that just as equally relevant is the consideration of the vaccination targets needed for Māori and Pacifica communities, who to date have continued to bear the brunt of the COVID-19 outbreaks in Aotearoa New Zealand.
Yeah, and I think the core criticism at the moment is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if we get to the 90% target in each region, that 10% left over could very likely be majority Māori and Pacifica, which would obviously be inequitable in the whole umbrella of the vaccine rollout.
Yeah, well, look, we said that as a country, we weren't going to leave anyone behind. And to ensure that we don't leave anyone behind in Aotearoa New Zealand, our DHBs are going to need to ensure at least a 90 to 95% full vaccination target for Māori, but also for Pacifica peoples within their respective areas. And Jemima, this is going to help keep our most vulnerable communities safe from COVID-19, but also includes protecting our children and our young people. And just needed to acknowledge that our Māori and our Pacifica communities and our Māori and Pacifica health workforces have been working tirelessly. They've been mobilising, they've been rallying, and they continue to do the work that's needed to try and reach everyone in our community and to keep people protected from COVID-19. And they've been doing this in a really visible way to help reduce barriers for people in terms of accessibility, but also that builds trust. And this work must continue and it also must be supported.
Do you think that we are going to get there, that it's not sort of a lost cause at this stage?
Look, that That's a question that a lot of people have.
Yeah, and know I suppose you can't tell the future. But
yeah, and look, in my view, it is not a lost cause. We cannot give up fighting COVID-19, and it's important that we keep moving forward. What we know is that accessibility issues do persist for hard-to-reach communities, and I think it would be wrong to assume that people who haven't had the vaccine yet are simply just against having the vaccine. We've got to look to make sure that people that we're getting to our hard-to-reach community members, and we will do this by continuing to support the vaccination outreach activities and events that are Pacific tailored and Māori tailored and focused, right? So that we've got Pacific and Māori solutions for Pacific and Māori peoples, and this will help keep everyone safe from COVID-19.
That was Dr. Diane Sikapautonu, a immunologist and head of the Pacific Office at the University of Otago Wellington, speaking about the easing of restrictions announced by the government yesterday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.